Welcome to Season 2 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm Amy, and this season I'll share all the tips, tricks, and hacks you need to get healthy with an MTHFR mutation in a step-by-step, week-by-week process. I can't wait. This week, let's talk about why starting methylfolate, something that's incredibly good for you, can cause symptoms. Most supplements are a piece of cake. You start them, and the worst part is swallowing a pill or choking down some kind of liquid concoction. Not so with methylfolate. It can be easy. For some people it is. But it can be a bit of a nightmare as well. If you're following along with this process, then next week is the actual week when we start methylfolate. So this week, let's get all prepared for what you might expect. So vitamins are called vitamins because they have two specific attributes. One is that they're absolutely vital for the normal functioning of your body. The other is that you can't manufacture them yourself. Your body just doesn't do it. This means that all vitamins have to come from outside. And if they don't, then you start to see systems that don't work very well, symptoms and potentially even growth or developmental problems. With MTHFR, we typically have what's known as a functional vitamin deficiency. That means that even if the nutrient is available, we're not actually utilizing it effectively. So once you start taking 5-LMTHF, then magically you bypass this entire problem. At least you do if you're also taking the other B vitamins, as we've talked about. Because remember, cofactors are necessary for this to work as well. So suddenly, your body can do a whole bunch of things that it had a really hard time with before. And that isn't always pretty. Here's why. Number one, neurotransmitters. These guys are a high priority for your body. And the methylation pathway feeds directly into the making of them. Changing neurotransmitters, even a little bit, can produce big changes in mood, behavior, personality, and generally how your mind, physical head, pain levels, and digestive processes work. It has the potential to feel strange, uncomfortable, or downright scary. Number two is cellular energy. So a lot of what you consider your energy level, right, the way you feel on a day-to-day basis, is actually a reflection of your cellular energy levels and production. Cellular energy can take a big, as in giant, upswing when you start methylfolate or methyl B12. And that can feel pretty scary as well, because too much energy feels over-caffeinated, anxious, restless, irritable, and sometimes like flat-out panic. More energy is good for a lot of people. But drinking out of the fire hose is always drinking out of the fire hose. Too much of a good thing isn't good anymore. And number three is vasodilation. Another of the downstream products with methylfolate is nitric oxide, which is your body's main vasodilator. Vasodilators open up blood flow, decrease blood pressure, and are generally a really great thing. But when you start making them in larger quantities, it isn't always a smooth and steady release. Sometimes it's in fits and starts, which means fluctuations in circulation and blood pressure. That can lead to some pretty strange symptoms as well, like dizziness if you stand up suddenly, weird energy highs and lows, and even changes in vision, ringing in your ears, and all kinds of bizarreness. The bottom line is that there are lots of symptom potential in the changes that are happening. They're ultimately good changes, but this is really the reason why I encourage everybody to take everything so slowly. Even good changes can feel uncomfortable at first, and too many good changes turn into bad changes. To add to the symptom potential, there's other factors. The chemical pathway is vastly complex, and it interconnects with all of the other things your body does on a daily basis. I mean, truly, pretty much all. That means there are literally thousands, if not tens of thousands, of things that can cause minor hitches. Minor hitches are nothing to your body, right? You can handle hundreds of minor hitches at once, but you may notice some of them. Picture rolling a big, fat tire down a rocky path on a hill. Will the tire do it? Oh, yeah. It'll get to the bottom. Will it roll over all the bumps, dips, rocks, roots, and branches? Sure it will. Will it be a smooth ride? Nope. There'll be zigzags, little jumps, and dips. Sometimes the tire will go faster, sometimes slower. It'll wobble in some places, you might even think it's going to fall over, but then that tire will make it to the bottom. Adding 5LMTHF is a lot like rolling that tire down the hill. The tire is going to move forward. Your body is going to use the methylfolate. The whole cycle is going to spin no matter what, but it'll be a bit bumpy. The more you do the prep work, the smoother that hill becomes. That's why starting with a good foundation and doing the preliminaries is so important. It's like smoothing out that trail on the hill. The whole point of moving forward so slowly and systematically is that we're trying to minimize the bumps. We probably can't take them away completely, but we can make them smaller and easier. The final reason why starting methylfolate causes symptoms is that it's pushing your body to change in a profound way. The stronger the change, the stronger the response, and frankly, changing almost anything feels weird. That's just the basics of medicine and being a human. We need change to get better, but that doesn't always mean it's easy or neat. The whole reason we're talking about this is so you don't go in blind. If you know there might be some symptoms, then it's a lot easier to have faith when those symptoms pop up, that you're on the right track, and that symptoms don't mean that this is the wrong direction for you. Also, hopefully, you don't just start with the first massive dose of methylfolate that you find. That route does work for some people, which is incredible, but it also backfires for some people. So I like to caution everybody to go low and slow. Thank you so much for listening today and for caring enough about your health to be here. If you want to meet other people who also care about their health, I would love it if you would join us in Genetic Rockstars. It's a community for people who are making their health better. We've got Tuesday tips, monthly themes, polls, questions, and discussions, and everybody gets their questions answered. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast and have the means to do so, I'd appreciate your support on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/THWT and join for all kinds of perks and to keep the podcast coming. And again, for Genetic Rockstars, it's community.tohealthwiththat.com. I hope I get to see you there. Thank you.